One more time now, ahead of a long holiday weekend. Again, markets are closed on Monday. Overnight, Thursday night into Friday morning, markets were higher. Let's try to figure out the dynamics of this volatile market these days. Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing, on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon.
If you're a buyer of corn, if you're a dairy, or you're a so if I'm talking to anybody that buys grain, if I called them today and said, I think you should be a buyer, I need to have some solid reasons. Planting schedule, planting ahead of the five-year average is not a solid reason. I don't think the forecast is a solid reason. The technicals are edging lower. That's not a reason. There's just not a lot of reason for somebody to step in front of this and buy, and that's very typical this time of year. Once we get past mid-May, if it's not brutally wet, dry, cold, prices have a tendency to slip. And in fact, one of the research studies that we look at show that if you sold corn today and held that through the 1st of August, down 14 out of 15 years, average gain just under 30 cents a bushel. So it's the general trend is where I'm at. The market knows that. Buyers know that. China knows that. Well, you're taking uncertainty away. So not that it can't crop up right away, but you're taking uncertainty away. I think back to 2019, we had a very cool May as well, but it was brutally wet. There's that word, brutal. Planting did move rapidly along in late May and June, but in the end, you had problems with test weight. You end up with a smaller crop than that came out of the bin, that went in the bin. We're not in that situation right now. Farmers are making good progress. Tillage practices are state of the art. So is equipment. Farmers are excellent at what they do, and they're putting the hammer down this week to get it done. It's confident in corn production. In fact, I believe the market is confident enough to assume that yield will be trend line or higher, really until proven otherwise, which can happen. So I don't want to sound like a negative Nelly here and the sky is falling, but the reality is end users recognize that farmers are really good at what they do. That's producing corn. It is historically an incredibly reliable crop. Beans becoming more reliable, and you have issues. We can look over at wheat. Now, that'll tell you that weather is still a factor that matters. It matters in a big way. We'll probably see the smallest crop since 1972 in the United States, but the world's not running out of wheat yet. It's going to get tight here in the U.S., though.
Brian Doherty, Total Farm Marketing by Stuart Peterson over in West Bend, Wisconsin. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Thank you for being here. Have a safe holiday weekend, and we'll catch you Tuesday morning right here.